What's happening right now with everybody's accounts? Because I know that ACU is largely silent on social media right now, and people are concerned that they've been locked out of their accounts for no reason. So what's happening there?
Well, there's a number of reasons why any individual account could be locked out, whether it's too many login attempts without the right password, or a period of time has elapsed in terms of accessing your account. I'm not sure what your individual situation is.
Well, it's the same as a bunch of your other customers that are tweeting about it right now. Is they haven't even attempted, they haven't done anything, and they're locked out. So with these excessive hold times and people suddenly locked out, I guess my direct question is, and has been, has there been a security breach? Have accounts been compromised at Assiniboine Credit Union?
There hasn't been a security breach to my knowledge. The wait times have been an issue in our contact center for a while. We converted to a new system there some time ago, and we are having some challenges in terms of calibrating our queue length. So that certainly speaks to the contact center. At times it's running as we would hope, and at other times we are certainly getting backed up.
An hour plus is what people have been reporting for the past 2 days. So can you confirm that too?
In terms of the last couple of days, I haven't heard it reaching that level, but certainly trust in what people are saying. Again, it's a new system for us, and it's something that we are working on to try to make better on behalf of our members.
Okay, so again, this seems oddly fishy that suddenly people who haven't done anything to their accounts are all suddenly locked out. So are you having system issues? Like, what can you speak to that at all? Are you aware of this? Like, what's going on?
In terms of being locked out, again, it gets the individual situations, Jeremy. And I'm not sure what's happened in your situation, and I'm not sure what's happened to what you're reading on social media.
It's the same thing. People just trying to access their account, and they're being told they're locked out, even though they haven't done anything with them. Like, that seems... I guess I flash back to a couple years ago when I was hit by that hack and had thousands of dollars wiped out from my account. There was no comment from ACU. I only found out through media reports that something had happened. And so that's concerning me and now several of your members. So how can you put us at ease? Because we all have the same situation. It doesn't seem coincidental to me, and I'm reading the tweets that you guys get, and this is a trend right now, it seems, over the past 2-3 days. So has anything happened in your systems then that's causing this?
Not to my knowledge, Jeremy. A couple of years ago, how long ago was that you're referencing? I'm sorry.
Well, it was a couple of weeks before Christmas, a few years ago.
Okay. Has Dean offered to have somebody call you to look into your particular situation?
No. At the same time, like I said, I'm trying to get some answers here for the public, because what's happening is, from what I'm reading and getting DMs from your customers, is they're saying that they're being blamed. Kind of actually what you're saying is that it's too many attempts to be locked out. They're telling me something completely different. I haven't done it. I haven't been locked out. So there's contradictory information from what is happening. You're sort of doing the same thing that your reps are doing, which is saying that we've tried too many times for our accounts and we're getting locked out that way, which is untrue.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that each individual situation is different as to why that might be happening to somebody's account, whether it's login attempts, whether it's too long a period of time before coming back into the system.
Hi, Kevin. Sorry, I've got one of your reps on the phone here. Hi. I've been on hold for about 50 minutes, trying to get information about my account.
Okay.
Can you tell me if there's an issue with online banking right now, or what's happening?
So far, I need to pull up your information just so that I can see your account.
Well, I'm asking in general. I'm asking, are you guys having a problem with online banking right now, or is something happening with your website and your app?
It can be that you might be locked out on your account.
Is that happening to a lot of your customers right now?
Like some of online banking.
Are you finding that you're getting a lot more of those calls today than normal?
I would say yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm on the phone right now with your CEO, who's going to answer some questions for me. So thanks for getting back to me, but I'll speak with him right now, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Great.
Thank you for calling us, Cena Boy, and have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye now. Over to you, Kevin.
Yeah, it certainly seems like this is beyond your situation.
I couldn't have timed that call better, by the way. This wasn't... She just happened to answer. So what are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are, again, this seems to be happening to more than what we would view to be the typical number of people. Again, it gets down to individual situations and what might be triggering that lockout.
So what's the next step here?
Well, the next step is certainly for us to reduce the wait times on our contact center, which appear to be unusually high, and certainly that doesn't help the level of frustration with our members.
Okay, and then getting people's accounts unlocked, they're obviously going to have to call in. Now, from what I understand, your customer service reps aren't there on a Sunday, so essentially people could be locked out now until Monday.
They are there. They are there today. But correct, our contact center is not open for calls on a Sunday. So,
do you feel that that's appropriate, though, given today's 24/7 world? That, you know, a banking institution isn't available to help me on a Sunday if I'm in a pinch.
It isn't. It isn't something that we do today, Jeremy, in terms of operating. But certainly, is something that we would give consideration to in the 24/7 world that you reference.
Okay. So regarding the situation of the lockouts, will you commit to following up with me about this story?
I will certainly make some calls and take a look in terms of what's going on here. I don't at this time know whether it's a regular amount of lockouts, Jeremy, that's being frustrated by an excessive wait time in our contact center, or whether it's an unusual number of accounts that have been locked out.